I was struggling the last couple days with the direction of the message and just coming up with no real answers. And last night I just sat in my chair in the bedroom and just was quiet, and the Lord brought this psalm before me, and it just struck me with such force. And I want to read it, and read it with me, would you please? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Isn't that good this morning? Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. An exhortation to praise the Lord. That's the theme of this message this morning. And I marveled at this, because in the middle of the psalm, the Lord inspired the psalmist by the Holy Spirit to pen these words, which I look at in a spiritual sense. It's like a direction for the church, a guidance and exhortation for the church. This was pre-crucifixion, pre-resurrection, pre-Pentecost. But here it was in the middle of the Psalms. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Oh Lord, would you help us this morning? And I ask you and I ask myself this morning, did we come with this attitude? A rhetorical question for you and I to answer individually. Did we come burdened down? Did we come with problems? Did we come with I'm just going, but you know, I'm not feeling it. I'm going because I have to go. I know it. I should go and I want to go, but I really don't have any, you know, I don't have that feeling that I want to have. And the Holy Spirit is saying to us, oh Lord, help the church, oh God. This is how we should come together when we meet. This is how we should behave when we come into the house of God. There's preparation that has to go on. There's a preparation for the soul, praise God. We just don't jump out of bed and throw our clothes on or shower or whatever and just come to the house of God. But there's something that ought to be prepared, that, oh, we're going to God's house this morning. We're going to where he is, praise God. I know he's with us all the time, but when we gather together, it's special. When we come together as a family, praise God, and we come before him, oh Lord, we want to praise his name and lift up his name, praise God. We want to glorify him. Come with singing and thanksgiving, praise God. Oh Lord, would you help us this morning? Would you help us this morning? Because sometimes we don't sing, I know that, and sometimes we don't worship, and sometimes we're just there and we're very stoic and very unemotional, and I say, oh Lord, that's not what the Holy Spirit shows us. The Holy Spirit has emotion. Praise God. The Holy Spirit wants us to praise his name. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. In spite of the problems that come, in spite of the difficulties, I admire the sister for getting up and testifying in the midst of a very tragic situation. Praise God. But oh, that is the sacrifice of praise that he talks about in the Word of God. It's a sacrifice. Yes, Lord, I'm hurting right now, but I'm going to praise your name because you're the one that brought me out of darkness. You're the one that saved my soul. You're the one that brought me into the light, praise God. You're the one that redeemed me, oh, praise God. When I had no hope, when I had no desire, when I wasn't looking for you, you were looking for me, praise the Lord. Oh, glory to his name this morning. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, help us. Know ye not, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. Oh, praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. You see, in this, there's an implication in this psalm. There's joy. He says, serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. It's okay to smile in church. You're not in the flesh if you smile. Can I make that very clear? You're not in the flesh if you smile. It's all right, praise God, to enjoy the presence of the Lord this morning. Oh, praise God. It's all right to raise your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. We become so shut up and cloistered in our own humanity sometimes that we just accept things the way they are. And the Lord says, oh, no, come on. I want you to strive. I want you to just raise a praise unto me. Praise God. Open the book. Sing the songs. Praise God. Worship the Lord. He deserves our praise and our worship this morning. We can't sit idly by and just take business as usual. Oh, no. What does God deserve? He deserves it all. Praise God. He deserves it all because he's done so much for you and me, my brother and sister. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I believe the Holy Spirit is exhorting us this morning. I know he's exhorting me too. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad for what Jesus did? Praise God. You know, we get into a pattern, I think, sometimes that we only testify when God does something for our physical. And I don't mean this as a criticism. Please don't take it like that. But it's the pattern. It's kind of how we have grown in this thing. As well, the Lord brought me out of the hospital, or the Lord healed my leg, or whatever the Lord did physically for me. I was going through a test, and the test all came back negative. And that's good. We ought to praise the Lord for his hand on our physical and in our families and situations. But sometimes I think, you know, there's more to it than just the physical. There's more to it than just what he does for us individually. It's what he does in the spiritual that ought to be praised. Praise God. Lord, you took me out of darkness. You opened my eyes to the light. Lord, you brought me to a place where they preach the truth and the Holy Ghost is here. Hallelujah. And I felt the touch on my soul. Praise God. And oh, praise the Lord. One day the Lord took me in tongues and filled me with his power. Praise God. Oh, and he loves me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't hear many testimonies like that. I don't hear many testimonies like that. But I believe, brother and sister, that's what we ought to do. Some of you haven't testified in years. That's not a criticism, just an observation. Is that the Holy Ghost? Is that the Holy Ghost power? What did Jesus say? I love this. In the great day of the feast, John 7th chapter. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. But out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. He told the woman at the well, he told her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him and he would have given thee to drink. And she questioned him, Lord, how are you going to bring water? You don't have a bucket. What are you talking about? She didn't get it. And he said, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The Holy Spirit is moving. The Holy Spirit is never described as a lake, a still body of water. It's always referred to the analogies in the Word of God is a river. It's moving. It's continually flowing. And that's what the Holy Spirit should be in us. Praise God. Continually flowing, continually bringing, praise God, the grace and the strength that God gives us. the psalmist says, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make the glad the city of God, the holy city, praise God. That's you and I, brother. We're that city, the stream, the river of God that flows in us. It ought to spring up into life everlasting, praise God. It ought to spring up into praise. The word of God says in Isaiah, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. With joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. It's a happy place, praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. We're drawing water out of the wells of salvation. The Holy Spirit power is moving, praise God. And he wants to bless, and he wants to heal, and he wants to deliver. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Nehemiah, when they read the word, they found the tablets. I love that. If you read in that passage, I'm not going to take time to read it, but all the congregation stood up, and it was for hours. It was for hours. They stood up at the reading of the word, and they began to weep because the word was convicting, because they heard the word of God again. The Holy Spirit was moving on them and touching them, praise God. And he says, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Praise God, the joy of the Lord is your strength. What a profound statement. The joy, if there's no joy in serving the Lord, why, how would we endure? How would we continue on? And oh, because we belong to this church and we got good friends and there's a nice camaraderie and there's community and all that good stuff. Why would we do that? Why would we continue in that situation? Oh no, with joy, praise God. It's the joy of the Lord is your strength, praise God. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and what? Joy in the Holy Ghost, praise God. There's joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, help us. Even in the midst of trial and trouble, I'll never forget. I saw the last few minutes my sister before she passed. She was in the hospital after a long year battle with breast cancer, and she didn't know. Well, she knew I had to have my arm amputated. And my uncle, somebody said, why don't you tell her you don't have to have the surgery? Don't let that be in her mind as she passes. And I said, Elaine, I don't have to have the surgery. It was a lie. But God knows, it wasn't malicious. And she was still not with it totally, but I could see her react. Like there was a bit of joy. And within a few minutes, she drew her last breath. And I had the most strangest feeling of utter sadness and utter joy. I lost my sister, but praise God, she finished her course and was faithful to the Lord to the end. Praise God. She reached. She made it. She went through. Praise God. This life, no matter how long we live, is fleeting. No matter how long. It's not here. It's on the other side. That's where we're headed, my brother and sister. And the Lord causes us to understand, praise God. Oh Lord, come before his presence. He deserves worship and glory. When I believe we, and I put myself right in there with you, when we have a kind of a dry service, I'm going to be real plain and real down to earth here, and we have a dry service, it's because you and I haven't prepared. You and I haven't come to the house of God with gladness and with joy and thanksgiving. Well, Brother Ron, I had a lot on my mind. The job was tough today. I understand all that. I went through it too, and you did too. But we got to battle through that and say, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to the house of God now. I want to praise his name. Praise God. I want to lift up glory and honor to him who deserves all the glory. He didn't look from the cross and say, Father, take this away from me. Oh, no. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone. Praise God. He paid the price for your sin and my sin, and he did it with joy. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, does not he deserve our joy, our glory, our honor and praise to him this morning? Glory to God. Glory to God. Sometimes we can't lift our hands and praise the Lord. Well, Brother Ron, that's the flesh. No, it's not the flesh. It can be the flesh. I'm going to read you these scriptures. I've read them before, but I'm going to do it again. I keep them in my notebook. And Ezra blessed the Lord, Nehemiah, the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen, with lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. The psalmist says, hear, 28th Psalm, hear the voice of my supplication. When I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward the holy oracle. Psalm 63, thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Psalm 119, my hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. 134 Psalm, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. What did it say? Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Brother Ron, you trying to change us? No, I'm not trying to. I believe the Holy Spirit's trying to change you. I believe the Holy Spirit's trying to get you loose and say, let's glorify the Lord. Praise God. Why are we ashamed? Why are we so reticent? I was with you. I understand it. There's a shyness. Well, not everybody's doing it. You go to a place where everybody's lifting their hands. You don't feel bad. You lift your hands too. Well, they're all doing it. We're in a place where very few people lift their hands. And I'm not making an issue out of lifting your hands. I'm talking about worship. That's the point of this whole thing, is worship. In Lamentations, arise, cry out in the night, in the beginning of the watches, pour out thine heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift up thy hands toward him for the life of thy young children that faint for hunger and to the top of every street. Lift up thy hands toward him, praise God. Lamentations 3, let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. 1 Timothy, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Hebrews, wherefore, or lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, I don't want to be in the flesh. We worry so much about being in the flesh, we don't get in the spirit. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. Oh, praise God. Lord, help us to praise your name. You see, when we come unprepared, and I'm going to say that for all of us, myself included, because I've come unprepared before. Before I was in the ministry, there's been times it was tough and I came unprepared. I remember being so jealous one time. We were sitting in the back with the kids, right near in front of the sound room, and the bunch of young people over here, and they were praising the Lord, and the Holy Spirit was working and moving, and they were glorifying God. And I was sitting in the back, and I was jealous. I was almost angry at the Lord. Lord, how come you're blessing them? Because they're prepared. I wasn't prepared, but I was angry. He was blessing them. Oh, God, forgive me. Help me, oh, God. And when we come prepared, the Holy Spirit senses the hunger and he senses what we need. Praise God. It says in Psalms, thou art holy, thou who inhabitest the praises of Israel. We're Israel in the spirit. He inhabits our praise. He inhabits our praise. Why is the Holy Spirit hindered? He's quenched because we're not in tune with the Lord. Well, Brother Ron, I don't have to raise my hands. I don't have to. I can sit there just as dry and as cold as could be, and don't question my spirituality. I'm not questioning your spirituality. But some point in time, somewhere along the line, praise God, the Holy Spirit came. And when he baptized you, were you quiet? Did you just say just a few words and very quiet? Maybe some did. I don't know. I don't want to judge anybody here. That's not the point. But when the Holy Spirit comes, he takes over, praise God. We forget ourselves, pray. We don't get out of order. I'm saying the Holy Spirit causes us to praise his name. Oh, pray. I remember my cousin, when Lord baptized him, we were at the old church by the baptismal tank, and the Lord bounced him around on the floor. I could see him just bouncing around. He was full of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. The power of God was so real. Praise God. Lord, help us. Help us. We're so in order. I'm not preaching anarchy. I'm not preaching running around and doing all kinds of crazy things. I'm saying letting the Spirit of God have his way. Oh, praise the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Have you ever said praise the Lord out loud? Even in your private life, sometimes you'd be going along or you'd be home or in your car. Have you said praise the Lord? You ought to practice doing that. Just let the Holy Spirit, you feel it within you, let it come out. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. Praise God. He's the one. Praise God. He's the healer. He's the deliverer. Praise God. We got to praise him, my brother and sister. He's the one that's going to heal our sister Judy, and he's going to one that's going to heal our sister Shirley and sister Lisa. Praise God. Those that came forward. He's the one that's going to comfort our sister Juanita. Praise God. The one that's going to heal our young brother Zach. Oh, God. He's the healer. Let's praise him. Let's worship him, my brother and sister. Oh, praise God. I think of that, and I've said it so many times. I hope it doesn't become monotonous, but when Jehoshaphat faced that great army, God told him, put the singers and the worshipers out in front and praise the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Praise God. And the Lord fought the battle for them. Praise God. You need and I need the Lord to fight the battle for you and I, my brother and sister. We can't do it. We can try, but we don't have the strength. And when we praise him, something takes place. I really believe that. It says he comes and inhabits the praises of his people, Israel. The spiritual, he comes and inhabits. Lord, would you come and inhabit this place as we lift praises to your name. Praise God. Oh, glory to your name. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us to praise you. And you know, Lord, give us to testify. Give us to testify. What has God done for you? Don't just think of the physical things he's done, which I know there are many, many. But what spiritual things has he done for you? Well, Brother Ron, my life ain't so hot right now. My family's divided. I got problems. My husband and I, my wife and I, my sons or my daughters and my children, grandchildren, there's problems. That may be. But who's the fixer? Who's the healer? Who's the deliverer? Who's the one that can bring victory? Oh, praise God. We have the answer. It's Jesus. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Oh, Lord, come before his presence with gladness. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I remember Sesame Street when the kids were little. I think of these, I don't know why these things stick in my head. There's little Muppets. And they were, I think this is how we are, some of us. I'm happy when I'm sad. I'm always feeling bad. How do you feel? Terrible. That's fine. I'm happy when I'm... You ever seen that one? No, you have not? Maybe they discontinued that one. I know we're hurting. I'm not minimizing. I'm not criticizing that. I know we're hurting. The Word of God talks about the sacrifice of praise. When it's not convenient, when it hurts, when you're just crying out to God, Lord, I need help. I don't know how to navigate tomorrow. I don't know what to do. I'm so sad. I'm so depressed. I'm so anxious. I just need your help. Praise God. Begin to praise Him. Begin to glorify His name. I'll never forget the testimony. You know, the things that stay with you in this life that people say. And I remember Sister Terry's mom got up, I think it was a Wednesday night, I'm not sure. But she said she was not feeling well. And she began to pray for herself. And as she began to pray for herself, her prayer changed. And she started to pray for the people that God brought to her mind as she was praying. This one and that one and this one and that one. And while she was praying, the Lord healed her. The Lord delivered her. Praise God. Oh, glory to His name. Hallelujah. Do we serve a God like that? Yes, we do. A God who is able. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, I'm going to close just a minute. Ephesians, he says, bear with me just one second. He says to, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, Holy Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what an exhortation this morning. Lord, would you help us? Would you help us? Praise God. Let's just remember who He is this morning. I'm going to close with this psalm. Brother, sister, would you come forward? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us. And not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endureth to all generations. You know, when Jesus in the Gospels, it talks about, He saw this young man, Zacchaeus, who was small in stature. And Zacchaeus went up in a tree so he could have a better view because the crowd was gathering. And I think so many times you and I were like Zacchaeus. Maybe we were at a distance, but God saw us. He saw you and He saw me. He saw our imperfections. He saw our great need. He saw our desperate condition. And He, just like He went after the lost sheep, He went after you and He went after me. Oh Lord, oh Jesus, when I think of how we all came together from different walks of life, different backgrounds, different families, how the Holy Spirit moved men to come into the Italian community and bring the gospel. Did He see you? Did He see me? Yes, He did. He saw us. Because it says the present, the past, and the future is all the same before God. He sees it all at the same time. I can't comprehend that. But He sees it all at the same time. He saw you. You may not have been born yet. You may have been just a twinkle in your father's eye. But He saw you. And He brought you to this very place. Oh, praise God. Doesn't He deserve the praise and the honor and glory? Lord, help us. Take us out of ourselves. Take us to a deeper walk. Take us to a freedom in the Spirit. I don't mean anarchy. I don't mean the flesh. I mean a freedom in the Spirit. When the Holy Spirit moves. Sometimes we had services that are kind of quiet, but the Holy Spirit flow is there. You can sense it. You can feel it. And sometimes it's boisterous and it's loud. whatever it is, Lord, we want the Spirit of God to move in our midst, that He may bless us. May the Lord encourage you this morning. May His name be praised.